From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The port of Baltimore could be closed for months as the salvage operation begins around the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. That means freighters will have to find other places to unload their cargo, and thousands of people will be out of work, WYPR's Scott Mausioni reports.
Baltimore's port supports more than 150,000 jobs, 15,000 of them through direct employment. It contributes millions of dollars to the economy each day. Tinglong Dai, a business professor at Johns Hopkins University, explains the port's importance in pop culture terms.
The Port of Baltimore is like the Taylor Swift of U.S. auto parts.
Dai says much like Swift, when the port's not working, economies feel it. Now it'll be closed indefinitely as officials work to clean up the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That means goods like cars, farming and construction equipment, sugar, and gypsum will all need to be rerouted. Chris Burrows at the Transportation Intermediaries Association says other ports have the ability to take in those goods.
Places like Norfolk or Charleston or Savannah, Jacksonville, have extra capacity and are willing to, kind of step up and take some of this freight. Will that have impacts on the supply chain? Sure.
As for the 15,000 workers the port employs, well, they're stuck in limbo for now. The Maryland General Assembly is working on emergency legislation to keep families afloat while the port's recovering. Delegate Luke Clippinger is sponsoring the legislation.
The goal here would be to support port employees who could see their jobs go away while the port is closed and until they reopen the channel and get shipping back and moving again.
In the meantime, engineering analysts say it could take as long as a decade for the city to rebuild its bridge. In Baltimore, I'm Scott Mausioni for Marketplace.